Women in this country have been failed over and over again by our judicial system, by our health system, by our education system, by the defence forces, and by us as legislators. Each day we fail to address the rise in gender-based violence and misogynistic views and in male supremacist content online, we fail women all over again. Reports of gender-based violence seem to be daily occurrence in this country. News outlets rarely go a week without reporting multiple stories of gender-based violence, stories so horrifying that it is sickening to know that they only reflect a small percentage of this epidemic. My heart breaks for these women and what they are forced to go through and how often they are expected to relive it. It is deeply unfair that they are constantly re-traumatised, that they so often don't get the aftercare and support they need, and that they weren't protected in the first place. It should not be the burden to be a woman, yet this country makes it so, and sadly there is no safe place to be a woman. Women in every corner of this country have experienced gender-based violence. In my constituency, the Donegal Domestic Violence Service receives 5 to 6 new calls every week from people seeking access to their services. They say they work with an average of 100 families each month to offer support with court, child access, accessing homeless supports, and providing emotional one-to-one support for victims of domestic abuse. I have on multiple occasions in this chamber raised the fact that the Donegal Rape Crisis Centre has had to apply for funding from the RTE Toy Show Appeal so that they could reduce the age of access to their services from 14 to 12 because of the high demand for services for younger people. This year they will receive €16,000 from the appeal for therapies for 12 to 18-year-olds affected by trauma of sexual violence. So what happens if the toy show goes on to somewhere else and does this all stop? It is devastating that in Donegal, children as young as 12 are now contacting the centre reporting incidents of sexual violence, and in many cases the offending party is of a similar age. This shows that not only is there a rise in young people experiencing sexual violence, but there is a rise in young people perpetrating sexual violence as well. This is incredibly upsetting. We need to talk to our young boys and men directly about this, because this problem lies with them. We cannot continue to put this burden on women. It lies with us men to deal with it. I agree that this can be addressed to some extent through our education system. However, I don't believe this alone will adequately tackle the issue. So often in this country we focus solely on policy and legislation, yet forget the most important step, implementation. And I think this House is very good at that as well. Many TDs have called for this to be addressed in the classroom, but I would look at the new HE specification, you will see that many issues such as gender equity, gender stereotypes, sexual imagery online, unhealthy and abusive relationships, setting and respecting healthy boundaries, seeking, giving and receiving consent, the influence of popular culture and the online world, and the influence of pornography on young people's understanding, expectations and social norms in relation to sexual expression, they are already part of the curriculum. And so what exactly are we calling for? We can't vaguely state that it's the responsibility of schools. We need to be active and analytical in addressing this issue. We all play a role in addressing gender-based violence. We should be asking, how is this curriculum being used and taught? And can one class once a week counter hours of misogynistic content that young boys are seeing on social media every day? Can anything? Why does the government refuse to demand transparency from social media companies about their algorithms, which we know are contributing to this rise in misogyny? We all need to take accountability here and look much deeper if we are serious about tackling gender-based violence, and we have to do more than talk and make the right noises here in the House, but actually ensure that the actions are put in place to make sure that it does happen, and move beyond dealing with these issues in the classroom. These issues have to be dealt with everywhere, in the workplace, in the social environment, and right across the board.